Everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
I'm Colleen.
And I'm the member of Triforce, and I've never seen an episode of Survivor ever.
And welcome to the show. How's everybody doing today?
I'm good. I'm still eating Fritos. I know that you guys haven't heard the broadcast yet, but that bag I started last night, I'm finishing it tonight.
Well, as producer of this show, I don't want to hear you snapping through the whole thing, so
Fritos are those funny thing because I'll go like a year and a half, 2 years without eating them, and then start eating them. You can't stop.
You can't stop.
Put them down. Put them down. I have to hear your crinkling in my headphones.
Corn, greasy goodness.
Ugh. It's amazing. As I explained on the broadcast, I was 8 years Frito free.
I was 8 years Frito free. Mm-hmm.
Because I had to stop because I couldn't stop eating them. I went 8 years Frito free, and now I'm off the wagon. And this is my second bag in 4 days.
I used to call them maize chips, but I can't now after 23andMe. I have to call them corn.
Well, let's get back to the topic here. Enough shameless plugging, Brent. Let's jump into this new season of Survivor: Gen Xers versus Millennials.
Now, what if Dave was on this podcast? Would he say, "I'm afraid to speak into the mic"? Would he say that?
He might say that. I mean,
he might say that.
There might be a spider or something near the microphone, or a germ might have touched the mic at one point or something.
Spray the mic! Is this the mic warm taffy?
You may have to lift the microphone up. I mean, come on now. Do you think that David tonight redeemed Stephen Fishback in episode one of Cambodia?
Well, he was the first. Dave was the first one to cry, right?
He was the first one to do everything. Yes.
Yeah. It'd be quite the if they had like a tug of war or something like that. It may never the flag may never move.
Jay just took the Fritos away.
Like, I'm not gonna sit here and watch you eat Fritos this whole damn time.
I can't help it. I really can't help it.
But we're here. We are excited to talk about this season of Survivor. Jack, 0 - 3 equals
0.
One of the most talked about preseason episodes we've ever done.
Hashtag read you,
side bet.
Before we get into the episode.
Yeah, the sad thing is I can't even remember what the bet was about.
Really? It was about...
I know what it was about. We were betting on somebody, but I can't remember what it was about.
You were betting 3 tally points on something.
It was 3 tally points. Points.
Yeah, I know that, but I know it was on somebody, but I can't remember who it was.
So it was Amari Takahashi, side
bet. The gamer.
Yep.
That she'd be the last one up?
No, that you said she was pre-merge. I said she was merge. And you said that she would be.
I think she's going to be merge at this point.
I think so, easily.
Tonight is an indication.
She's got the stupid Triforce. Let's be our power group of four and group of 10.
No, Mary doesn't have the Triforce. She's against the Triforce.
That's what he's saying.
I know, but I'm saying the solid four when there's a group of six, when there's 10 people in your group.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to do the math.
But we did have a lot of feedback about that. Jeremiah said today, "I'm listening to your. Apparently, I'm a terrible millennial trying to read this. I am LMAO listening to your debate about the side bet on the Survivor Review podcast. There was a bunch of talk in the Facebook group about it too, and then we got this awesome message from, Channon, and I'm so sorry if I'm saying your name wrong. I'm horrible at that. So I woke up to this at like 4 o'clock in the morning the other day, and it was amazing. Since it's you who reads the emails, I'd figure I'd send this. I'm getting the wrap it up here.
I'm just getting hurried along. You're rambling.
I know. I'm sorry. I
have another podcast in an hour and a half. So.
We're going to be done by then. I should probably create the hangout for that. I'll do that while we're talking.
I already did it.
Okay. I listened to your season 33 preview podcast a short while ago and almost choked to death laughing when the whole side bet issue arose. It was so fascinating listening to the conversation that you guys made my day. Furthermore, since I listened to it at work, once I was done listening to the whole thing, I went back and played that conversation and played it for the speakers. On the speakers, to the sheer amazement of my 5 coworkers. Needless to say, we all, millennials and Gen Xers alike, totally side with Jay. 0 Woo! Minus 3 is always negative 3.
Boom!
But that was my point, negative. I can't give you something I don't have.
Vindicated!
That's the point. That's the point, everybody. Because I've had a lot of people agree with me. Because
you
who
can't is agreeing
something.
With you?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Who? If you're saying
quote,
private
unquote,
messages, you need to.
A lot of people.
You need to bring out the receipts.
I could forward them to you guys.
Please.
I don't care.
No. We care. We want to see the receipts. Look.
Dave from Survivor agrees with me because he's afraid not to.
Okay, I just want to say, Kim Kardashian brought out the receipts against Taylor Swift. You need to bring out the receipts against... this whole argument where you say that people agreed with you.
Was it
your wife?
Work?
Can I
give you, like I said, Monopoly. if I owe you $500 but only have $440, how much am I going to give you?
You take out a loan for that extra $50.
There's no loan. You're out. I give you my $440 and I move on to my next game.
It's fine. We'll have to leave that one and just see how it plays out.
I'm a gamer.
But according to the rules that I have set forth in our point stupid game,
the rules suck.
You can go into the negatives, Jack, so it's going to be okay. That's
fine with me. I don't care.
Before we get into anything else, I want to thank the people that make this show possible, our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack. Big thanks to you guys for contributing and making this show possible. If you'd like to become a patron, you can do so by going to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link today. And we also do a special promotion with Loot Crate at lootcrate.com/JayandJack. Use the promo code JayandJack and get a special discount on your first month's Loot Crate. For less than $20 a month, you get $45 worth of geeky goodness with a whole bunch of fun stuff like toys and t-shirts and other pop culture-esque items. Each month has a special theme. Jack, what is this month's special theme?
This one's the best one of all. It teaches all those people out there who think they're right about math the correct how to add correctly, that you can't get something from nothing. It's the best thing you can give people who just don't have a clue.
And people, where do you side on the hashtag side bet? You can tweet
again,
at us.
They should wait until they get the Loot Crate thing, and then they'll go, oh, I see what Jack's talking about.
You can definitely at Jay and Jack hashtag side bet. Where do you stand on this whole side bet scenario? If you haven't listened to our preview show, please do so. Get a context of the situation, but the gist of it is Jack made a side bet that Mari would be gone pre-merge. I said she'd be gone merge, and the bet was 3 points. We'd be betting our own points. Jack's concern was if he didn't have three points to give.
I don't have any points. How can I give it to you? Now it'd be now
then it would just be you'd be negative points. That's the gist
now,
of it.
Now, be honest with you, if it was just you and I in the game, I wouldn't have an issue with it.
Well, that's stupid.
But, with Wait. Colleen in the game, she stands. She can only lose.
No, she
stands
no, I can't.
To get.
Like
she,
I said,
she doesn't lose anything.
You, like I Jay, said last time we recorded,
one of us,
I finished second
if we,
no matter what, and I'm okay with
points,
that.
One of us, let's see, I wouldn't be.
Yeah, you would be behind Colleen if you lost.
No, if you guys made a bet like that, it'd be, no, you can't make that bet if you don't have any points.
But you made
I
the bet.
I don't care. What if I'm 9 points ahead of you guys? I still make out.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know who had the winner's edit today, so...
Actually,
we have a new... We have a new segment we're adding to Survivor Jay, Jack, Colleen that I came up with today. It's called Colleen's Winner's Edit. In each episode, she's going to say who's getting the winner's edit in this episode, because it's so annoying during the normal talk. We'll just save it to the end of the show, and then she can talk about it there.
But let's be honest, I'm probably...
Yeah, people can stop listening if they don't want to hear any of that annoying
Except
Michelle's
everybody loves
edit.
It but you guys.
So, that will be talked about at the end of the show, if you just want to stop listening. Without any further ado...
Oh my god, I just turned into your dad by doing that.
Sorry. If you podcast with him long enough, you turn into him. That's what happens. Colleen, let's take it away on this recap.
It's a gift I have.
Is it a gift? Because I don't see it that way.
It's more like a gif.
More like a gif.
Oh, anyway. You wake up tomorrow and you have no hair. You can thank me.
So, episode one, may the best generation win. Everybody gets their
and
day
my
one.
Generation wins. So.
According to this, he started with 1963. So I'm not even in this game.
He started with 63, aren't you?
I'm 62.
Oh, you're a baby boomer.
So I can just say
he's borderline.
Yeah, well, what's borderline?
But go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, so Jeff explains to them all on the beach, you know, they're broken up into tribes by ages. Gen X is 63 to 83. Millennials is 84 to 97. I feel like Generation Y, which was technically when I was born in 84, was left out of this. I don't care, Jay. Stop shaking your head. Stop making obscene gestures at me. So, you know, they're at the beach. We find out that we have somebody born in 97, Will, 18. He is the youngest person to ever play the game officially. He's still in
John Nort.
Yeah, he's still in high school, and he left high school to play the game. Paul, a.k.a.
It's pretty cool parents letting him, you know, drop out.
They were probably like, listen, kid.
they probably don't know.
It's the longest game of hooky ever.
they're the parents from, spoiler alert, Stranger Things.
I thought he was at your house. Isn't that him in the background on the phone?
Rockstar Santa is the oldest person not ever to play the game, because that was Agent Joe last season. But
can I just share a story from Colleen today?
Oh,
so,
yes.
So, you know, sometimes she'll leave me with notes for work. And today it was a picture of Joe sitting in the water trying to go to the bathroom. And
he didn't have a squatty potty.
What that was? You jumped the joke, Leno.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was Happy Survivor Day. And then what was the line? Something.
This is the face of a man who could use a squatty potty. And it was the picture of him in the water from the day that he was evacuated when he was trying to go.
You know, if he had a squatty potty, he could have won.
He could have won.
Only.
Again, for those people tweeting and Instagramming out there, it's hashtag squatty potty. Jane Jack? I don't know. But I feel like they owe us some money.
Put at Squatty Potty. They have a Twitter site.
Okay. At Squatty Potty.
Who is it, Twitter?
At
Squatty
Potty. Hashtag pay Jane Jack. All right, let's go back to the story here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, hashtag pay Jane Jack. That was, you know, when I did that, I laughed so hard to myself. You know, sometimes you do something funny and you're like, pat on the back, self. anyway, the oldest person to play the game this season was born in 1963. He starts off, you know, right off the bat, like, in our generation, we didn't get a trophy. You actually had to walk to the store to get milk. You don't get drones to deliver it.
What did he say? What wasn't true?
So we had that. And then, you know, we had Cece chime in like, they don't work for anything. And then Adam was all like, when we've been our first challenge, old people, you guys are going to. You know, we're going to get you. So,
I like Adam. He's
it was pretty
funny.
Much like, I liked Adam too. It was pretty much the producers were like, hey guys, if you could just be like a little bit more over the top with this.
It was a little forced.
There were some leading questions going on.
I wonder how many different takes there were and how many different, not takes, but how many, I'm sure a lot of people said something, but they probably took the best they could out of it.
Probably.
And it was the people that, you know, I really want a Frito right now and you're killing me by having the bag over there. But
self-control.
I feel like the producers, you know, pretty much force-fed everybody questions, and the people that played along best were the ones that got featured. Anyway, so they had the challenge where everybody has to, you know, grab all the supplies that they could get. During it, Jessica, the declared boring district attorney by us last time, Jessica finds an envelope.
Old pink eye.
Old pink eye.
I called her Tim.
Oh, no. Jay made the same joke. He was like, don't forget, we got to make fun of Tim when we record.
Yeah, there has to be some type of Tim.
I go, oh, there's Tim.
Is there any beagles loose on the island?
Sure, it was sand. No, she was cleaning out the camp dog.
No, the chickens were laying on her pillow.
That could have been it, yeah.
But Jessica finds an envelope on the ground. The chickens go last for the millennials. That sounded weird the way I said it, but so the millennials take the chickens, Generation X takes the fishing gear, to which
was the right move.
Which, yeah, Mr. Baby Boomer, okay. The Jeff, you know, immediately points out, like, the Gen X people are looking for the long term, while the millennials are looking short term. And then he asks, you know, why do you guys take the chicken? And Taylor, who is totally this season's Christie brother, spirit animal, says, well, they lay eggs, Jeff. Because, you know, that one egg.
Three chickens lay in a day.
Yeah. They're all going to share those eggs. And then Jeff warns everybody that a cyclone is coming. Duh, duh, duh.
So a cyclone's like a Pacific hurricane, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Why don't I just Google it? A cyclone is a larger scale air mass that rotates around a strong center of low atmospheric pressure. They're usually characterized by inward spiraling winds that rotate counterclockwise in the northern hemisphere and clockwise in the southern hemisphere. Okay, so that totally did not help.
So Pacific hurricane. There we go. Moving on.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up in San Diego. Sometimes we had, you know, sprinkles. So.
Oh, okay. Very exciting.
It was pretty rough.
It appears that a hurricane and a typhoon are the same thing. But, okay, cool. Whatever. All right, moving on. Somebody can write us in and tell us about that, I guess. We have Millennials Day 1, so they're getting to know each other. Mari, declares in typical millennial fashion, they're all over the map. No one has just a regular job. You know, because we have Jay the real estate agent or whatever, because that's not a regular job.
No. Real estate agent is what you say you do, like when you don't have a job. Not to offend any real estate agents out there.
I don't know.
Well, you just offended all Century 21 people.
I don't know.
But it's what you do like when you like lose a job. Like, what am I doing with my career now? Real estate agent.
Yeah, but if you can make it.
Well,
you
it's a good job.
If you can hustle and do it, it's good. At very good money.
Yeah, exactly. So Taylor connects with Jay, who has gnarly hair and is quote, just a bro. And with Figs, a.k.a. Figgy, a.k.a. Jessica, because she's pretty dang cute. Michelle, the Jesus freak, is cool. She has Jedi braid. And Taylor is totally a sucker for pretty girls. So we can all see where this is going. Hashtag pre-merge.
He's gone.
I feel like that was kind of a jinx.
I know a Figgy Figueroa, and they don't look alike.
No, they do not.
I'll just say that.
They do not. So Zeke, my favorite mustachio, is that the word, Jay?
Mustachioed.
Mustachioed? That's not a real word.
It is.
Mustachio is 28, and he has never called himself a millennial. I didn't catch what he said at first, but he says something like, I'm not dressed for the club, but then he says, I'm dressed for the singles mixer at the Miami Retirement Center. Yeah. I have to agree there.
I'm like 80 years old.
Yeah. And then, you know, he laments how nobody in his tribe has ever had a real job and they can't do anything. First of all, I feel like, you know, again.
Don't be a self-hating millennial.
Yeah. I'm a self-hating millennial.
No, you're a self-denying millennial.
But he has the cool shirt, so you can't fault him.
That's true. Well, you think that it's a cool shirt because, you know, you're a baby boomer, and he's dressing for that retirement people, and you're close to retirement age.
He is.
Yeah. So we go over to Gen X Day 1. Rockstar Santa expects, a.k.a. Paul, expects everyone to work hard, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're millennials. They're Gen Xers. They're going to, you know, do their S. They gloat about their odds.
I say what ticks me off about this whole thing is it's like I remember watching like TV news things in the early 90s about how Gen Xers were like this dejected, uninterested generation. That
I remember that
do
as
anything.
Well. I do.
And it's just, it's total
BS. I can hate both generations. So there.
Actually, you know, I totally agree with you because
it's like Gen Xers were like people into Nirvana, smells like Teen Spirit,
yes!
Wearing flannels.
That is how
and...
I remember learning about Gen Xers too. Like they were the generation that didn't appreciate the baby boomers, who then didn't appreciate what the
greatest generation
did.
So it's just BS.
Exactly. It is BS. Yeah, take
just
that.
Something when you get older, you start complaining about the lower.
That's all it is. Like you just complain about the younger people.
Blah 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 blah. Anyway,
yeah, the younger generation is softer, but that's okay.
So, Hawaii model dude Ken. It's very fitting that somebody named Ken is a model. Lived off the grid in Maui, so he's totally ready to build some shelters, guys.
Well, I like 6 year old brought him back into.
He put Paul back in his place, though. Because Paul was like, can we just look that we got the biggest break in the world? Because he thought that they were just going to roll over him. And was it Paul? Ken said, no, don't sell them short. They might be lazy, but they're smart.
True.
Something to that effect.
True. That's because he looks like a millennial. He kind of, remember Michael from One World? He's kind of got like, you know, cute face Michael, but, you know, the jury's out, I guess, on the rest of him. I mean, I'd hit it, but
well, I hope we don't see the rest of him. But
I do. What are you talking about? We kind of almost did today.
It'll be a blurry spot.
There were some blurry spots with what's her face. You know, what's her name?
Cece?
No,
not Cece.
The
Rachel.
One that got voted out.
Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel.
Rachel. Okay.
I mean, she had you know, jiggly butt and nipples
butt,
going on.
Jiggly.
So good for her, though. She looked great.
Yeah, she looked fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
She looks like the first one voted out.
She does. So Jessica the DA opens her advantage, and it's a legacy advantage, which means she has until until day 36 to use it. And if she is voted out, she has to pass it along to somebody else. So this is an interesting twist. Have they had this before, Jack?
I don't remember
a
anything
season
like
that I haven't
no.
seen.
I don't remember anything like it, no.
So, yeah, it's definitely...
It's good to have if you make it that far, but to make it to day 36 is not easy.
Right,
you may need,
but then you have to put...
You may need an advantage somewhere down the line. I mean...
That's basically final four, right?
Can she use it to save herself in a vote? Like, say, hey, you don't vote for me, you go my way, I can give you this... Or does she have to wait until she's voted out?
Well, I don't know. So if you use it and you say, hey, I'll give you, you know,
give
Doesn't
me this huge, huge advantage of the game just to keep me. If I'm on the bottom, if there's like six people and I'm six, can I use it to make a deal? Hey, look, you go with me. I'll give you this, but I can't give it to you till after we come back to camp.
I have to be saved. I would keep it quiet because, as we've learned, having an advantage just leads to trouble.
No, I would. Yeah. I would. I'm just saying, if it's the last. I mean, it's my last straw to stay in the game. Can I use it to save myself? Like, look, if you save me, I'll give you this advantage. But you have to, I have to come back to camp with you or you don't get it.
Yeah, but what is that for somebody else? Like, okay, I'll give you this advantage.
When
there's four of us left, and you can just vote me out at final four. Like,
well,
you're just buying your place to four?
But the key to the game is staying as long as you can.
That's true.
So, I mean, if you can convince somebody.
If it's five people in an alliance and I'm number six... I'll do everything I can to stay in the game because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Someone could get constipated and not be able to go any further in the game. I mean, there's things that could happen. Someone could get sick.
Right.
People could flip. So
somebody could have a heart attack. No. But anyway, I guess moving on, we go back to the millennials. Figgy is a flirty girl who is good at manipulating men. Maybe I'll get that $1 million check and I'll get a husband. Somewhere Shandy just cringed and also had a heart attack, speaking of heart attacks. I guess she's this season's Amber.
Oh, wait, Amber played a good game.
No, she didn't.
Don't be hating Amber like that.
I'm not hating on Amber. I'm just saying she got a $1 million check and a husband. Did she or did she not?
If you just want to break it down to what happened, sure.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
But it's not what she sought out. It just happened naturally.
Right.
Amber was nicer.
Yeah.
Yes. So
she had a bigger heart.
Back to the bromance. Jay also loves Taylor. He, Taylor, and Figgy, the Triforce, try to work out numbers. They bring in Michelle, aka Namaste, who you know is also super hot, which I believe Jay agreed with when we recorded last time.
Yeah.
She was your crush. A little Jesus freaky, but your crush still.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the freaky that you wanted. But...
not the kind of freak.
Jesus freak. Jesus, she's very super freaky. Something like that. Don't you have a song like that, Jay?
No. No, okay. Not at all.
I don't think that it's Jay that has a super freak song, but somebody, I think that Tim needs to create for RHAP or for us or for the tribe or something. He needs to create a Jesus freak song based on super freak.
Jesus freak.
We did do Super Kate, in all fairness, a decade ago.
A decade Moving ago. On. You did. You claim that.
Actually, it was Jack's song. He wrote it. I just made it.
Like,
I didn't write it, did
a gazillion years ago.
Yeah, that was your idea. You wrote it.
Oh, did I?
Okay.
Anyway, so Gen X, Rachel is getting on people's nerves. David hates everything but the actual gameplay part. Team Ginger, a.k.a. Chris, finds Dave girly. He tries to convince.
Hey, can I ask some question about Chris? Did he seem older than 30? Did he look older than 38?
Oh, he's Jay, you can make the ginger joke.
Well, the gingers don't age well.
Wow, 38? Okay.
Who's your guy again that you want to play James Bond? I can't remember his name now, top of my head.
Damian Lewis.
Damian Lewis. People don't realize that Damian Lewis is only like 25.
Damian Lewis is the bomb, okay?
He's great, but he's no James Bond. I'm sorry.
He is James Bond. And what was with Rachel just cutting people down right off the bat? I don't know.
I didn't really get that so much. I kind of more focused on like Dave here. So Team Ginge and Boston dude, you know, he tells them, yeah, he's, you know, he's all paranoid. He's trying to convince them that Hawaii model Ken has an idol. You know, Boston dude and Team Ginge, they're, you know, he's got their backs or whatever, but, you know, they're a little bit paranoid. His paranoia makes them nervous.
We should go ambush him.
So I do wonder, though, if this scene where he says, if I hear anything, I'll write your name down, if that kind of played a factor in him getting saved in the end, because clearly he's desperate enough to do anything and be their, like, loyal servant, at least, you know, until a swap or a merge or whatever. Yeah. So I wonder if that played a little bit of a part in that, their decision.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah, probably. So we go over to the millennials again. Adam is worried that they aren't set up well with shelter, and it's like, dun, dun, dun. I guess this is playing into them having a crappy shelter for the night, which they did. Everybody
else. Well, because when you need a shelter and Jeff tells you it's going to rain a lot,
right?
The first thing you want to do is go swimming in the ocean.
Absolutely.
So that's the most important thing, because they tell you, if you read anything about surviving, they say you can go 6, 7, 8 days without food. You need water, of course, but you need shelter.
Well, they
is the
got
most
plenty
important
of water.
Thing. Yeah, but they say shelter is the most important thing, and I don't know why people never get that when they're on this show.
True. So, yeah, they have a terrible shelter, and then we discuss, again, the differences between the millennials and the Gen Xs. The Gen Xers work really hard and, you know, think after hard work that they get what they want, but the millennials think that, you know, they can accomplish whatever they want. They can get their dreams now. Everybody take a drink. I wonder how long we're going to last with these comparisons. So, anyway, their shelter's bad. They have bad storm, and they get wet all night and don't sleep. We go over to day two, Gen X. Everybody's hands are waterlogged, and they look rough. They look rough.
They look really rough.
Team Ginge has a great nipple shot, which I noticed. Jeff sends tree mail to both camps saying that he's going to give them each a tarp. And, you know, all of a sudden he's at the Millennials camp paying them a visit, and he tells them that the storm has now been upgraded to a cyclone, and he's evacuating them all from the beach.
I asked the question of the married man. What if I chose to stay behind? Would I win? Well, I stay behind. I'm choosing to stay behind. There's no rule saying I have to go.
Well, if Jeff is pulling everybody, then no, you can't stay.
There's no rules.
I'm
the last one here. Everybody left. Everyone got evacuated.
I mean,
I win.
It's worth bringing up, but I guarantee you, Jeff doesn't seem like a man of humor. He would just...
Oh, no, he's not a man of humor.
I don't think CBS is effing around. Like, they don't want a lawsuit on their hands if somebody is hurt when there's a cyclone. But anyway, you interrupted my joke, which was they all got pulled from the beach for bad weather. Somewhere Stephen Fishback was really pissed off. Because nobody got to have severe intestinal gastrointestinal distress.
We had rain too.
I mean, it rained for it three rained. Days in a row.
Nobody got we to had, step we had, down we had so a Joe branch could fall on
our shelter, a branch.
Anyways, so this was hashtag unprecedented. The Generation X people get evacuated too. Rachel was almost blown away as, you know, she's giving her confessional. It was just really bad weather.
Quick question. Did that help the millennials? Because they had a terrible shelter. They didn't sleep that night.
Probably.
They would have probably had another night of not sleeping. Did that help them get to go to a nice dry spot and get some sleep for the challenge?
Maybe, but sure. Again, the Gen X people got to sleep too in a dry spot, so they had equal advantages.
But they had a good shelter.
Had 2 days of good sleep versus 1 day of good sleep.
I'm saying, but those guys would have had no sleep.
Stop
None.
Trying to make Gen X happen.
Yeah.
I'm just pointing out the facts.
It's all relative. There's a lot of luck in Survivor, so they got lucky.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, because Gen X also used two of their, what was it?
Shortcuts?
Shortcuts, thank you. Yeah. Two shortcuts, and millennials didn't. But anyway, they go back to the camp, and they find it in shambles. Gen X has
a tree fell on Gen X's, so they made the right call.
Yeah, totally.
Jack, you'd have been dead.
You would have been dead, Jack.
No, I would have stayed. I would have been on the tree, so I would have fell on the shelf.
You would have been Ty. And somewhere Ty was on top of the
tree.
Well,
I would have tied myself to the tree so I wouldn't blow away. And then when it fell over,
what about lightning?
But everyone comes back and say, I'm the lone survivor. I win. $1 million. Bang.
Yeah, anyway. So Mike breaks a stick, speaking of Fishback, totally breaks that stick easier than Fishback did.
It was a smaller stick, though.
That's true.
Like Fishback was like some weird branch of a tree or something.
it was like a little baby tree.
Didn't that someone ask Dave, you need some help there? I got it.
somewhere Andrew Savage was, he just chopped down a tree for the fun of it.
With a butter knife.
Exactly. Ken shows off, you know, is like, here's my stick bug thingy that... I've got going on. But Dave is going to work really hard to make it happen. He's not going to give up. He's going to turn the game around. Boston Dude and crew see him looking for the idol. So Ken, you know, makes some of the cardinal mistakes on your first day of Survivor, which is hate all the elements outdoor. Let everybody know that. Make unfounded accusations against people. Cry. look for the idol and get caught looking for the idol, not be able to break a stick in half. I mean, it's just
hashtag Fishbacked.
it really was. I think Jay said it was a twig. I mean, it wasn't really even a stick.
Exactly. So we go
hashtag
back.
Hashtag Fishback edit.
Plus, why did he have to?
He is getting the
stick was only
edit.
A foot long. Why did he have to break the stick? That they need 6 inches of sticks or something. I don't get why he was breaking the stick.
That's an excellent point.
It wasn't like it was a 4 foot, 5 foot stick. It was like a popsicle stick.
It's important, Jack. Okay, it's very important.
That's actually an excellent point. I don't know. we go back over to the millennials, and Zeke leads the building of the second shelter, and he's apparently against all odds become the leader of the camp. And he has the personal growth
I like
growth
Zeke, but never
edit.
Say that. Never say that I'm the leader of the camp. Just
rookie
never...
mistake.
Oh, no. We totally... I think Zeke tonight, he got that personal growth journey thing. You know, remember Spencer
hey,
got
save
that...
save it for your Hot Colleen's hashtag winners.
Hey, that was a winner's edit. But that's
I'm right. not saying this is winner's edit. I'm just saying he started the fire, y'all. Okay?
I think that was the proudest day of his life.
Yeah, better
I mean,
than
seriously,
riding
I mean,
the subway.
He looked like he just was on cloud nine.
I'd be. I mean, if I started fire, I'd be super excited about it.
I have made fire.
Yeah. So,
fire!
So I don't know. I feel like this was very like Spencer gets to catch the fish with Jeremy kind of thing. So I'm going to say it right now. Zeke, final three. Hannah notices a division between the high school cool kids versus the misfit nerds or the freaks and geeks, which apparently is a totally new thing that CBS is also trying to make happen because, you know, that's not a show that previously existed.
I don't think it was a CBS show.
No, it was a Fox show, wasn't it? Right?
Something like that.
Anyway, but this is kind of like Kaer Morhen when, all the cool kids also got kind of targeted after they, you know, declared themselves cooler.
Well, to Jack's point, just like, just look at the numbers. You're being dummies.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you had six cool kids, it'd be different. But you only have four cool kids and you're in a group of 10. I think we can all do the math on that.
Right. Wasn't it just four in Karamoan too? It was
We need Brad Culpepper to come over here and teach him some math.
Yeah, we need some math.
Four
some
plus
help.
Six is minus three, and you get points for it.
But anyway, Mari and Hannah want to tear apart the popular group, so they work on turning everybody against the four pretty people. We head over to the immunity challenge. Gen X takes both shortcuts that they're offered. Millennials take one. David and Rachel take the puzzle versus Michelle and Figgy.
Never take this puzzle on the first round.
Yeah, well, I mean, unless you're Cass or somebody who's awesome.
Yeah,
at it.
if you're like Boston Rob, someone like Cass, or someone that's just great at puzzles, yeah, take that chance. But no,
exactly. So, Jeff has a great line, a great "That's what she said" line with talking about Rachel. She was in first but couldn't get anything done.
I got something done.
Exactly. But the millennials win and they get their trophy.
Yay!
All is right in the
world.
It's a
pretty sweet tiki idol. Like, I have like a straight tiki idol.
Now, would have been funny, though, if they lost and they said, wait, where's our trophy? I think that would have been a great line. So I'm hoping, I'm going to count on Adam saying that.
Before
Survivors.
I feel like Figgy or Taylor. I think Taylor or Jay would say it first.
No, I'm saying as a joke. I mean, someone should say it as a joke.
Maybe.
If they lose. Of course, then you're going to tick your tribe mates off if you say it. But.
Actually, okay. So do you want to make a side bet that if the Gen X lose, wins?
Can we not bring up another side bet? Jack can't even handle the one side bet.
I'll give you 10 points.
What if you don't have 10 points?
Then you get nothing.
Anyways, so we go over to Gen X, but my idea was how long do you think it'll take once the Gen X wins that somebody from Gen X, a.k.a. Rockstar Santa or somebody, makes the joke like, well, we got the trophy first now, bitches. So anyway, Gen X, Pink Eye Jessica says that they're going to vote for Rachel. She tries to make a deal with Dave about his idol, but like he's very adamant that he doesn't have one.
Well, she doesn't. I thought he was playing that pretty honestly.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, he was doing all he could. I don't have it. I don't have it.
Yeah, the panic in his voice, and I think when he started crying, it probably helped him a little bit.
I don't have it!
Do we say crying, or do we say when he was fishbacking?
Oh!
Yeah, there you go. It's a fishback if you cry. Yeah. It's fishbacking.
Yeah, it's fishbacking.
Oh, burn. Awful. You know what? Whatever, dude. Kay isn't...
We should make sure Fishbeck hears this.
No! He's an honorable and noble player of this game.
Because he'll hear that part right there and start crying again. So
again, fishbacking. We're not calling
fish,
it crying.
That's right, fishbacking.
Honor and nobility. That is what he brings to this game.
I spell a t-shirt.
Okay. Hashtag fishbacking.
Fishbacking.
Or at least a bumper sticker.
Who's that running for president?
But, oh, no, I couldn't trust that candidate. They couldn't even fish back on screen.
Gotta be able to fish back on command.
Stop it. No. Whatever, okay. So,
I was fishbacking at my wedding. I don't know.
Whatever, okay. So the dudes want to split the vote. Rachel thinks that Cece and herself are on the chopping block. And apparently Cece was more on the chopping block than we thought, because I didn't see that coming.
Where did that come from? I thought
that was random.
Challenge. And why didn't Rachel and the other people... It's like there was no voting. I mean, it's just like, okay, we're done. I don't know.
The Cece thing was random.
It was a little random. But something happened. We just didn't see it, I guess. But we're at tribal council, and Pink Eye explains that she actually has a bacterial infection in her eye, which I'm pretty sure is Pink Eye.
We should not call her Pink Eye. She should be called Tim.
Old Tim Eye.
Timsica.
Old Tim Eye.
So Timsica has a bacterial infection in her eye, but you know, whatever.
It looked bad.
Yeah, it looked pretty rough.
It did. It did not look pleasant. But hey, you know, it's better than a bug in the ear.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
So, you know, Cece gets votes and Sunday randomly gets a vote and you know, Rachel ends up going home. And
you
I felt kind of bad.
Maybe Cece got votes because she was talking with Rachel so much.
But the tough part is they didn't really show it on the show at all. So
that's the only thing I'm thinking, that they had a conversation. But I don't. It just came out.
Wonder if Rachel in exit interviews explains more about that tomorrow, because I would be curious to know why Cece got votes when we didn't really see so much, because we saw a fair amount of Cece giving confessionals tonight where I thought that, you know, that meant that she probably was not in danger of going home, which she wasn't. So I guess that's true. I also was convinced we had so much screen time from the millennials that I thought they were going to go to tribal council, because they set a lot of that up. So,
yeah,
I don't know. That's just kind of what I thought. But you think Rachel was the right call to go home?
I probably would have went Dave, but I think they probably figure they can control Dave, and Rachel had that attitude. And so she tried to say, hey, I'm sorry if I offended everybody. And they all look like, yeah, okay, whatever. It's like she must have offended everybody.
Right, right.
But I had a question, though.
Okay.
Is there anything in the rules that say when I go on Survivor, say I was on Survivor, and then people go, what's your name? And I say, my name is Jim. And I go by Jim the whole time. And finally they decide, you know, Jim needs to go. Jim sucks. And they all vote for Jim, but I go, well, who's Jim? I'm Jack.
They go by whatever name you go by. So, like, you know, sometimes they put nicknames written down.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
But it'll then count for the actual name.
But there's sometimes, one time one guy gave a nickname to someone that it wasn't their nickname. And Jeff goes, what's this? So I was wondering.
Clarification.
Yeah, I was just wondering if I could get away with that.
I mean, it to you to try and find some way to make a rule that doesn't exist a rule.
But there are no rules.
Like, you know, math, -3s.
But I was just thinking, I go, I would tell everyone I'm named Jim. What do I care?
They're still going to vote you out.
But if they say Jim, I'm looking around and Jeff goes, Jim, I go, well, you know, my name's not Jim. My name's Jack.
Yeah, but like, oh, you're going by Jim. They want you out.
No, they. I just, I don't know how they came up with Jim. It's like a lot of people, for whatever reason.
But you said your name was Jim.
No, what if, but I don't,
okay.
How do you prove it?
I feel like you're falling into that typical Gen X lazy trying to like cut corners, yeah, sort of thing, you know, not expecting a trophy but just expecting to be entitled because your baby boomer parents worked really hard to get you where
baby
you
boomers
were.
Didn't work hard. Baby boomers basically destroyed America. Hashtag just saying.
America.
While you were doing coke in the bathroom or something, because that was a Gen X thing, right?
No, boomers were the cokeheads.
No, wasn't it Gen X?
No, boomers were the yuppies that were the cokeheads.
Those were boomers. It was Pablo Escobar started it, so.
But still, like, it was the 30 and 40 year olds in the 80s that were all coked up all the time. That's baby boomers.
Yeah, hey, that's what I seen on the television.
I did Fresca, so I can't be accused of that.
Is that slang for like Molly or something?
No, it's a drink, Fresca.
Yeah, I know, and Molly is a name. So what's your point?
No, I did not do any cocaine at all.
Cocaine?
I've never done no cocaine.
All right. Well, all right. I guess
I never saw the fascination with blowing powder up my nose or sucking powder.
Okay. I don't know why this is a topic, but we're just going to go with your baby boomer. Anyway, so Rachel, I feel like she was probably a decent enough choice to go home, you know, all things considered. Next week, previews. If you don't watch the previews, skip ahead a minute. Who's having a heart attack?
That was a quick minute.
It's definitely Rockstar Santa. I mean, he looks like he's on the verge of a heart attack.
They did point out many times
that's too
oldest.
Obvious.
No, but okay, here's the point. Here's the case for that. He got a ton of screen time tonight, which he was kind of set up as that like Varner storyteller, but you know, not quite as Varner-y.
Interesting.
Know what I mean? Like, so maybe not long for the game. And they pointed out several times that he's the oldest person in the game, which I guess they could have done because technically that is true, but I feel like it was brought up multiple times. Jack, how old are you?
54.
So
we see Cece in the clip, right?
Well, no, we see the short of a... We see somebody shorts in the clip, and it's definitely a white person, a white dude.
No, but I'm saying I think we see Cece in the background while they're talking.
Oh, which would mean that it's definitely a Gen Xer.
Yeah, oh, it's definitely a Gen Xer.
Yeah.
But maybe it's Dave. Maybe he just has, maybe it's a panic attack. You never know, because a panic attack is similar to a heart attack.
That's true.
So maybe
I've seen analyze this.
Maybe a flea crawled on him or something like that. Ah! But it could. I'm going to say it's Dave.
I'm going to go with Rockstar
I'm say it's
Santa.
A panic attack.
I'm pretty sure it's Rockstar Santa.
Okay. All right.
What do you think, Jay?
I'm going Rockstar Santa. I'm saying Rockstar Santa.
Because it's got to be, right? I mean,
just because he's the oldest, we're going to be old. Was it ageism?
But he's kind of, he looks like he's not very heart healthy. I'm just saying.
Give me another bowl of bacon.
But again, I think there's definitely probably something too. It could be mistaken for a panic attack. The other person that I guess it could be is that Boston dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't, I mean, you know.
He'd just give himself CPR.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, that would be my other guess. That's the only two people that I think that it could be is Rockstar Santa or Boston Brett.
So, all right, we'll see. We'll see.
So we'll see. Good thing we're not making a side bet about this or something. So anyway.
I would, but I don't have any points at this point.
Well, it is now time to tally the votes.
It is. I feel like I'm so rusty this episode. I haven't talked about Survivor in a month.
Well, there wasn't really a lot to talk about in this episode.
It was a lot of setup, but that's no excuse.
All right, so no, it's just the first episode's always set up. So.
So let's talk about the points here. In our in the previous episode, we talked about our pre-season guesses for who would be pre-merge, merge, or final three.
I just had a thought.
I think I had Rachel going merge.
I just had a thought.
What?
So we got a lot of David tonight, and that could either be because he's going to go pretty far into the game or because he's going to go home like next week. What if it is Boston Brett that goes home, right? And the game changer for David is this person that might, you know, want to vote him out is Medevac.
He does. I guess he does say in the preview, it's good for me.
Yeah. And he smiles like really big.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. We'll see. Right. I don't know.
All right.
Anyway,
so
sorry,
Rachel Acko, I said pre-merge. Jack, you said merge. And Colleen, you said pre-merge. So Jay and Colleen get a point.
Hello.
So far, Jay is not getting any of my 3 points I don't have.
Dream team is in effect. High five.
So as it stands, Jack, you have no points. And Colleen.
Well, if I knew she was so rude, I would have said, okay.
If you would have watched the videos and not half-ass it like you did, you may have had a good idea. All right, so
I watched her video. I didn't see her say anything. Like, I just like to bash people. And I'm terrible at puzzles, but I volunteer for it.
She volunteers as tribute.
You think that Jeff's comment about her played a part in her going home?
No.
No?
I think she's going home regardless, to be honest. So now it's time to decide who's going home in week two.
Well, what about our Survivor pool?
Well, we'll close with Survivor pool on the tally side. But, Jack, who do you think is going home next week?
Well, okay. Could two people be going home?
I mean, it's possible.
Well, you can pick a medevac if you want to, but it's actually voting out.
But what if nobody gets voted out? This is the flaw in your system.
Well, you can call it. You can shoot it. Like, if nobody gets voted out, then these won't. So just call it as you want to call it. You can call a medevac and somebody voted off, or just a medevac. It's your call.
I'm going to say that Figgy goes home.
So Figgy is voted out?
Figgy is voted out.
Time is up. Do you want to call a medevac?
I think it's just a panic attack.
Okay. Do you want to call a panic attack?
I'm calling. Can I get points for a panic attack?
You can call whatever you want. Do you want to say
panic attack? Panic attack.
So panic attack. Do you want to say who it is?
I'll stick with David. He's the logical choice for a panic attack.
Okay.
And Fishbeck has a panic attack watching it.
Oh, too soon, dude. Too soon.
Colleen, who's going home?
I am going to say Jedi Braid herself, which is, what's her name? You know, Jedi Braid. Jesus girl. God. Michelle.
I think they trust her.
No, because she's got both sides liking her. And Hannah is not going to stand for that.
Any medevacs, Colleen?
I'll say there's a medevac. I'm going to say it's for a medical issue. I'm not going to call panic attack or not because, you know, I am going to play it a little bit safer. But I think probably Rockstar Santa is probably doomed.
Okay. I am going to say it's too early to only have a medevac and not somebody get voted out.
Right.
Who's the ugly face picture woman that...
God.
I forget her name.
Lucy?
Lucy. So I'm still going to stick with Lucy.
Is it Lucy? Is that her name, Lucy?
Because in my pre-merge, I said she was pre-merge second voted out of the game.
Because of the B-roll footage.
Colleen, you said...
she's a dietitian.
First to go pre-merge.
I did.
So you lose a point there.
But, yeah, I did.
So I'm saying Lucy is... So I'm sticking to that. Lucy's going home. And if there is a medevac, I do think it's Rockstar Santa. But we'll see. We'll see. All right. And then who's your guys' pick to win the game? Now, I think the fair way to do this, if you guys hate my point structure, is it's who we picked in our Survivor pool. And then let Colleen talk about the picks for Survivor pool. But I picked, I'm blanking on his name now, but works for the homeless shelter.
Adam.
Adam is who I put in the pool game as my pick to win the game. Jack, who's your pick to win the game?
I think I went with Ken, but can I switch it to Adam?
What did you pick in the Survivor pool thing?
I can't remember.
Well,
I don't know who I picked. I can't remember who I picked. It was like 10 hours ago.
Well, you can go look.
Well, you got to look it up now because you got to go make your points. In the meantime, I went with Michaela because I really liked her videos. I do think it's a little troubling that we didn't really see a whole lot from her tonight, but, you know, we're just going to call it the Michelle Winner's Edit or something.
Or the Tina Winner's Edit.
Hey, what's the website?
Tina.
Remember Tina was bare?
Tina. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I was thinking Denise when you said Tina. I love Tina.
Jack forgot the website again.
FunOfficePools.com.
Well, I did it at work.
FunOfficePools.com.
Oh, wait. I have it on the my phone.
All right, then. So, I...
Are you going to tabulate the points at the end of the day? See who's where?
Oh, this tabulates it for us.
Perfect.
So, not to brag or anything, but I'm in two Survivor pools on Fun Office pools, and I'm in first place in both of them. So, I've got 5 points in this one. I had 5 points on Michelle. What's her name that just went home? I had 5 points on her. Jay, you're in second place with 3 points, so you're right behind me. And Jack, you are in third place with 0 points. So we are really working our way up to that -3.
He's almost going to tank just to prove his point.
We're on a great start right now. So those are the standings. And
all right, where do I find who I have winning it?
Let's see. You see the left-hand side, overall pick?
Can we look for him? Wouldn't that be easier?
Overall pick. Let's see. I have Ken, so I'll stick with Ken.
All right, Ken.
You have Ken, the model?
Good.
He is winning in certain aspects of life, but I don't know about Survivor.
Whoa.
I thought the kid.
All right. Now it is time for the new segment to the show. It's called hashtag Colleen's Winner's Edit.
Wait. What points were you putting in the Fun Office pools? Pool.
I don't know.
I do that points? Now?
Yes, because Jay, you love the strategy aspect of this.
Oh, I don't remember.
Right now.
What are you talking
now?
About?
I have to vote for next
you
week?
Have to, yes, you have
we'll
to do
it next
for next week.
Before then. I don't know. I have to think about it. Really? I can't think off the top of my head right now.
Oh, my God. I've already made my points while you guys are talking.
Fantastic.
You're fine. Special. Well, then I'm not showing.
Well, I'm not hyped up on Fritos. So
I got the Fritos taken away from me, and I really want to finish this so I can get the Fritos back.
This is a great way to keep Colleen on track. This is actually just hold the Fritos.
It is. I mean, this is amazing. This podcast has been like, what, an hour long?
Yeah, about an hour.
I know. It is a 90-minute podcast. That's never happened before. Anyway, so I am going to say, what was the question?
So it is now time for the new segment, hashtag Colleen's Winner's Edit.
Oh, okay.
So what did you see from the edgic perspective? If you don't like this stuff, feel free to stop listening now. But if you do like this stuff, Colleen's very uneducated edgic opinion will be
it's
shared.
It's a very
now.
Uneducated edgic opinion. So I would have to say that we had some over the top people, and I would say possibly over the top negative. And please, you know, edgy people, don't hate me here. But and that was, I don't think that, I think that Figgy, Jay, and what's his face, Taylor, they might be pretty looking people, but I don't think that they have, you know, a winner's edit going on right now. I think that there was a lot of over the topness with them, and it wasn't for the better. So I would say that I could probably eliminate them as winners as of this episode. I would say that right now, what's his face? Hannah got a very favorable edit. Mari got a pretty favorable edit. Adam got a favorable edit. I would say that Zeke, though, definitely I would go with Zeke right now as having a winner's edit so far. There were people that were non-existent. You know, Lucy was pretty non-existent. Michaela was kind of non-existent. Will, the five-year-old, was non-existent. I thought Cece got a decent edit, but apparently not, I guess. I would definitely say right now I'm leaning on Zeke having that winner's edit, and that is my story, and I'm sticking to it. I think David got a complex person, complex character, whatever it's called, edit, as did, I may make a case for Adam as kind of complex too, but, you know, more positive.
I'm a complex guy, sweetheart.
Who got the most, who's the most likable at this point? Because that's the winner's edit, right?
Zeke is the most likable. Who
had the best social game today?
Zeke, he made a fire and everybody applauded him and loved him.
No, fire, it doesn't matter. You can make a fire and it does, you don't get any votes.
Okay, fine. Who do you think got the most positive edit tonight?
I thought Hannah got the most positive one.
You think Hannah did?
I thought Hannah would, because she was...
I don't know who Hannah is.
Hannah is the Jewish girl.
Yeah,
with the glasses. Oh.
Yeah,
I think Hannah got a great edit tonight, but I don't know if she got the winner's edit, so to speak. She got a great edit as playing strategically.
Yes.
As did Mari. Mari got a good edit, too.
You can't win that way. I'm sorry.
So you can't play... Yeah.
You just have to sit in the back and go, okay, I'm here.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's my opinion.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you know, hashtag.
Hashtag Colleen's winner's edit.
When are you ready to nail it and say, okay, this is definitely, because it was early on in last season where you nailed it, that Michelle, right, was getting the winner's edit. It was early on.
Yeah,
so how long do you think you can say, okay, she's definitely getting the winner's edit?
Well, the winner's edit thing with Michelle came about after the first tribal swap, I think, because she just had random things that were just keeping her in people's minds. But you were like, why do we need to hear that from her? We didn't need to hear that. Like, that was you know, not necessarily.
All right, let's not retread this because it makes me upset every time I hear it. But it's a good point. All right, so to see how this season plays out and see where Colleen's winner's edit comes into play. All right, well, that is it for this episode of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. If you'd like to give us a call, you can do so at 385-309-0311.
Colleen time.
Once again, that's 385-309-0311. Colleen time for the question, comments, and or theories.
Or you can email us, survivorjjc@gmail.com.
And for any thoughts that you have, whether it is... at Squatty Potty, hashtag pay Jay and Jack, hashtag side bet, whatever your thoughts are on what we talked about in today's episode, please feel free to email us or call us or tweet at us, what have you. We're at Jay and Jack.
Unless you disagree with me, then we don't want to hear it.
We do want to
hear
it.
That more than
because apparently Jack has all these people telling him that he was right.
I have thousands of people telling me I was right.
It's very Trumpian of you. We need to have CJ.
I should just run
there's
for
no
president.
Receipts because he threw them all out on the way out of the store, but like it totally happened.
You have to shred them. You can't leave the leave a paper trail.
But Gamer on has sent a special thanks to our patrons, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, and Brad from Chicago for contributing a significant amount. Thank you to all of our patrons. We have a full thank you page on our website at jayandjack.com. If you'd like to become a patron, you can also click on that link on jayandjack.com called Become a Patron. Become a Patron today, giving $1 or more a month. makes these shows possible. So big thanks to everybody that does that. Also, Loot Crate at lootcrate.com/JayandJack. Get that special box of How to Do Math the Wrong Way, the Jack Way, for less than $20 a month. You get a box of geeky goodness worth $45 or more. Any last thoughts, guys, as we close out this episode?
I'm excited for this season. I think that there's going to be some pettiness that's going to be fun.
Action Jackson.
I'm just glad Survivor's back.
There you go. Woo-hoo! And I can't wait for the generational shtick to end.
That's
other than
true.
That, I think there's some good characters.
Every time
that
they
won't
say
until they get together.
Yeah, the first.
So
swap.
Probably what three episodes in?
Week four. Or three,
every
three
time,
or four.
Every time they had like a generation quote tonight, you were like, ugh.
Yeah.
This is just gonna give Jack more ammunition. Ugh.
Oh man. All right. That is it, guys. We'll see you next week for another Survivor with JJC. Until then, hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out. Bye.